This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know what we still have coming in, Kang? Still have suggestions for what to put in Kang's basement.
Love it.
Really?
Yes. There's a couple of great ones here that I want to get to. If people missed it yesterday, Kang let us in on a little piece of information we didn't have. And that was that not only did he get a hot dog roller, a commercial grade, see it at a 7-Eleven hot dog roller that he can cook 24 hot dogs at the same time, but he now also has a nacho cheese pump dispenser.
Amazing.
So we made the point that Kang's basement, where these things are, is starting to turn into a kind of a speedway.
A 7-Eleven, a speedway.
It's a convenience store.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ding, ding.
So what else would go in Kang's Circle K basement? And
there's Circle Kang.
There's a couple couple suggestions we missed from yesterday. You need a big giant sign that says, "Welcome, race fans."
I'm not in Brooklyn, Michigan. I'm in the, I'm on the east side.
But we've all seen those. Those are great. You need tiger hats that have a big, awkward, out of shape Old English D.
Right, a little off center.
Yeah, the knockoffs. Yeah.
I think that would go well. God, there was one more I'm looking for here.
My favorite one we got yesterday was the key to the bathroom with
tied
to a hockey stick.
Kang needs a propane exchange
outside,
and one of those giant.
That'd
ice,
be great.
One of those giant things that says ice on it, where you just open the
door. Oh, sure, the ice. Yeah.
How many you want? You have four bags. All right, that's
big bag or small bag.
Uh-huh. Yep. You get the 5-pounder or the 10-pounder.
We're turning Kang's basement into a speedway, and I love it.
Cherry fritters.
Yeah, it can be cash or credit.
Oh, so great.
It's going
to be. Welcome, race.
If I had
so
that
he comes in, sets down a $5 bill, and like five on pump five.
Yeah. Well, if I had that propane tank exchange, Doug would be over all the time.
Right.
He would just take it.
Wouldn't just take it. But don't misconstrue it. I took one once and replaced it full. He got a full one out of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Steve on a cell. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
What I was thinking is talking about a great subject is on the slap shot in hockey, I think is what's really awesome is at the end, the guy fighting off a defender in front of the net to then use the eye-hand coordination for a deflection. And I can always remember from the Wings how good Thomas Holmstrom was on that. And I just think that's tremendous eye-hand concentration to pick the puck up and not only get your stick on it, but then do the redirect and ultimately put it in.
Steve, it's incredibly difficult. And obviously, I'm playing beer league hockey. There's not somebody cross-checking me in the back while I'm trying to do this.
While the guy shooting the puck, by the way, doesn't really know where it's going. So it might be going right for my chest.
Yeah, it's an incredibly difficult thing to do.
Yeah, and then when you think about it, too, I mean, the majority of them shots, I don't know, give or take around 100 miles an hour, I just think, and I talking about a specific player, Holmstrom just did that over and over and over. He would take a beating out there.
Really
and
good.
Still get the job done.
Yeah, those guys, I remember when I would go to practice watching towards the end of practice, guys would stick around and work on that. It was really impressive to watch them with their art and craft.
All right. Well, good show. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. 248-539-9797. All right. Did you see what Jared Goff just did for his high school?
No.
They won the state championship in California, his high school.
That's cool.
And Jared Goff is purchasing all their championship rings for him.
Nice.
Yeah. And Jared Goff, you remember we had that.
Is that legal?
I assume it is.
Can high school kids accept gifts that are worth a certain amount?
Let's assume that it is legal.
It should be.
I would think that.
Today's NIL, I don't know what.
Yeah. Anyway, point being, remember we had Goff on the week he gave the 40,000 pounds of food
for his father and family? He's an awesome guy,
Could he win you over as a Lions quarterback? And I'm talking not off the field, but on the field. And the reason we bring this up is I've said this week, and I wasn't really sure, but I've gotten almost no pushback. Garoppolo's no better than Goff. I mean, I suppose we could debate it, but it hasn't been much debate.
Well, I think people that would say, of course Garoppolo's better than Goff, look where he's at. I think the difference is Garoppolo's still in the same system that he's been since he got traded to San Francisco, which has been, 5 years now? He's been there. So if Goff were still with the Rams, I don't think there'd be much of a debate. I mean, Goff got his team, took his team to the Super Bowl.
Goff actually has taken a team farther. Well, Garoppolo's gotten a team to the Super Bowl too. But anyway, point being here, as we talk this out, there's some things to talk about. Now, stats can be misleading. I'm going to acknowledge that right up front. But in building a case here for Jared Goff, Jared Goff in the second half of the season had 11 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, completed 68% of his passes, had a QB rating of 101.8. If you take those numbers and look at quarterbacks that did that over the course of an entire season, you get Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott have very similar touchdown to interception ratios, QB ratings, completion percentages. Now, they did it over a full season. Goff did it with depleted weapons, young weapons, and as he started to develop a good relationship with Amon-Ra St. Brown and got Josh Reynolds, he did it with lesser weapons than those guys.
I was just going to say, read those quarterbacks again slowly. First one?
Tom Brady.
Okay, Tom Brady's weapons.
Yeah.
With Godwin and Mike Evans and Antonio Brown and Gronkowski and, okay, next quarterback?
Patrick Mahomes.
I don't need to go through the list. Obviously, Kelsey and then Tyreek Hill and others. Yeah.
Kyler Murray.
He had DeAndre Hopkins. He had Zach Ertz. And he had Christian Kirk and a couple other receivers there.
Who was it? Dak Prescott.
Oh, my goodness. With Amari Cooper and who's the other one that they had there?
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb. Thank you. Yes. CeeDee Lamb. And then
Got Zeke Elliott coming out of the backfield. Yeah. I mean, look.
They had weapons. And then, as you point out, versus Amon-Ra St. Brown.
And Josh Reynolds off the street.
Josh Reynolds and Khalif Raymond and, average running backs.
Okay, but that's half a season, right? So let's not get carried away.
Sure.
I don't want to get carried away with it. But look.
But it's the second half of a season in which it's his first in this offense with this new team.
Yeah. We're talking about a guy who has won postseason games, and I'm not saying stick with Jared Goff. I'm saying we might be forced to accept Jared Goff, at least for next year, from this standpoint. Where they are likely to draft a quarterback. First of all, they might not take a quarterback in the draft. They might not like any of these guys. They're going to see him up close and personal at the Senior Bowl. I suspect they'll like one or two of them, but whether or not, Kenny Pickett's on the board for them at 29, 30, 31, whatever it is debatable. Two is, even if they do take a quarterback, odds are that guy isn't going to be walking in ready-made to start if you take a late first-round, second- or third-round quarterback, right? Three is, just because they take a quarterback doesn't mean the guy's going to be any good. You always assume he's going to be good. But you could be getting the next Paxton Lynch. You could be getting the next Josh Rosen. You think you're getting a good player, but you might not. So the point is, as we sit here and look into the short-term future, if Aaron Rodgers leaves this division, we all say the division is wide open. we talk about the offense needing a couple of wide receivers, which free agency in the draft, I think there's a high probability will get addressed. And then there'll be lots put into the defense. We kind of got to get used to the fact that the Lions next year might be in it, have an opportunity to win this division, to win in this division, and might be doing it with Jared Goff. In fact, likely doing it with Jared Goff. And the question is, can you ever see yourself saying it's okay that Jared Goff is the quarterback? Not, hey, I'm building around Jared Goff, et cetera, et cetera. Is it okay that Goff is the quarterback as we watch Garoppolo take a team to the NFC Championship?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.